The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, we're welcoming in summer this week. You can tell with all the weather, we've got a great show today. We've got Bruce Turkel. I'm in a life transition, and Bruce is fired up. We're going to talk about how to manage your brand during a life transition. And we've got Adam Yarmack on. We're going to talk about the technology ecosystem and its growth here. And then we're going to finish up with Michael Cooper, our positive energy guru and performance expert. We're back after this. Wanda, take it away.
Fireball.
All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, we're bringing it, we're bringing it, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it, we're bringing it, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it, we're bringing it.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are here. We're here with Bruce Turkel. Bruce is the creative director, the chief operating officer of Turkel Brands. He's been involved with some of the most iconic brands in South Florida, including the Fried on Business brand. Bruce, welcome back.
The Fried on Business brand is the most iconic brand I've worked on, Jim.
Thank you. That makes me feel terrific, and I'm sure it makes the city of Miami know where they stand. Now, Bruce is on because I'm in a transition. I'm moving from one work environment and one sort of career path to another, and we're going to talk about managing your brand. I guess it's okay that I say what I just said, isn't it?
It's too late to ask me now, dude.
Well, is it okay that I said that?
It was okay. It was good. It's good. It's good to appear vulnerable. It makes people connect with you more.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm certainly vulnerable. There's no doubt about that. I still will work in the large scale commercial real estate capitalization market and investment sales market, but I really want to make some money over the summer. It's short and I wanted to close some deals quickly. And so I'm entering the commercial and residential money, the commercial hard money lending market and the residential jumbo and super jumbo mortgages. I think they're a great place to make a living in today's world. I'm going to be teaming up with my friend Bob Gutlon. You've heard us for the last few months advertising Spectrum Mortgage. Now I'll be working with Bob directly in Milvia. But Bruce, you and I have been tracking what's been going on. I'll just have to say it this way, emotionally and business-wise, as I evolve through my brand, how am I doing so far?
I think you're doing terrific. First of all, you're talking about it on the air, which means every single person listening is now an opportunity for you to find opportunities and an opportunity for you to help them. And you've also aimed all of this not at who you are and what you're doing, but how you can help others. We've talked about all about them every single time we've been on the air, and you have done a great job until you just explained what you were going to do. It was so complicated, you couldn't even say it. So yeah, we're going to try it again. And what you're going to say is, I'm going to help people get the money they need to live in the homes they want to live in, to buy the properties they want to buy. That's how you're going to change it. And then everybody driving around on 95 or anywhere else is going to go, oh my goodness, I got to call this guy.
Yeah, they should. They should call me at 305-773-6300.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What was that number again?
305-773-6300.
And they're going to call you. Why? Because you're going to help them. Exactly.
I can help them. And you know what I've seen is that this residential mortgage thing is, it's like a Rubik's Cube. Everybody needs some help. They all can't really understand it. And when you come to quote a loan, the bank sends you this thing. It looks like a 62 graphs that you need a PhD to figure out. And that's why I'm going to work with Spectrum, because Bob has a PhD in this stuff. He knows the lenders that lend, where they're going to lend and how they're going to lend, and he knows how to navigate that process, and he's going to teach me what I call the craft of helping people live in the homes they want to live in.
That's right.
It's really terrific. And so we're going to do that. We're going to do some hard money lending too. I've already got some things in process. People are sending me townhome deals that they want me to help finance also to develop. But again, it's really residential. We're focusing on private lending. We're focusing on things that are everyday deals that can help people live a better life.
And that's the bottom line. I don't know what hard lending is. All I know is getting a loan is hard. But none of that matters when you're selling the brand. What matters is, what are you going to do for me? Because let's face it, getting a mortgage is an awful experience. You got to get that shoebox off the top shelf where you kept all your pay stubs, or you have to go find the file in your computer. You have to sit with someone you don't know and show them stuff that you don't even tell your spouse. You have to explain why you had that bankruptcy or why you couldn't make that credit card payment. You have to explain your divorce. You have to explain all those things. And it's an awful experience. But if there's someone like you who says, look, I can help, I can show you what needs to be done, I can show you what the best deals are, I can walk you through the process, and yeah, you're gonna have to drop your pants and show me stuff that you might not want to show people, but you know what, it's gonna be painless. And when we're done, you're not gonna buy a house, you're gonna own a home. And what's a home all about? Where you're gonna raise your family, where you're gonna live your dreams, where you're going to retire, where hopefully one day it's gonna appreciate and you're gonna sell it and use it to pay for your dotage or your, you know, your third chapter. All of those things are what matters. The hard money, the amortization, the mezzanine financing, all of that, irrelevant. People don't understand it. They don't care. And it's not what they're in the game for.
Well, now we know why I have you on the phone, on the show today.
God, I'm so glad there's a reason.
Yeah, well, the reason is not only just because you're one of my best friends. It's because you're helping me through this. And we sit and talk, and you help me manage how I present things. Because right now, the main thing is just putting one step from one foot in front of the other and just continuing to move forward, working hard to help people, finding people I can help, asking everybody I know, is there a way that I can help you with my new bag of ideas?
You know, they say it's like when you want to adopt a child. If you're looking to adopt a child, you tell every single person you come into contact with, because someone's going to say, oh yeah, you know what? My mother's, sister's, boyfriend's, milkman's, mailman's, uncle's, cousin knows someone. You have to get the word out there. And in what you're doing, I mean, you and I did it the other day. We were sitting together. You were talking about what you're going to be doing. And then I said to you, oh, guess what? My wife and I just bought a new house. I need to figure out a way to get a mortgage. Now, I never would have told you that if you hadn't told me what you were doing. It wouldn't have come up. We were talking about different things. So once you have your messaging strategy, which is, I help, this is you, not me.
Yes.
I help people get the home they want where they can live their dreams. Then the next step is to make sure that you distribute that message everywhere you can. You know, point seven, repeat, repeat, repeat. You say it over and over and over again until everybody hears it. My guess is when we're done in this studio, one of the five people in here is going to say to you, hey, Jim, by the way, I didn't know you were doing that. Can you help me with this sort of program?
It happens every single time. Whenever I meet somebody, I went to a big opening of the Ackerman Centerfit law firm down. They have their new office down in Brickell. It was beautiful. A high five to all my friends over there. And I had something I could say to everybody, not just the real estate people, but every single person in that room. And one of the people in that room was a woman that I was actually my date to grad night. That's how long I've known her, since I was 17. She's a very, very prominent realtor at Aventura. And she goes, Jimmy, I guess we have to have another date so you can help me help people find their dream homes and afford them. And I said, I'm happy to do that, Lisa. No problem.
Exactly.
And so it really worked out well. It gives me something to say to every single person. If somebody owns a home, maybe they're thinking about buying a new one or refinancing their current home. Maybe you know somebody who needs some help with that. You just give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'll say it a little slower if you need to get your pen, or it's really hard to remember. 305-773-6300. If you call that number, you'll get the most experienced people that you could possibly work with in the residential mortgage field, and we will help you achieve your dreams in your home. It's something that I believe is one of the most important things out there today in America. It's one of the most difficult things to do. The government made it difficult. All the people that were bad actors in the mortgage brokerage business before, most of them are gone. And what does that do? That leaves the fact that you really don't have anybody that can be, I'll say it this way, your concierge to walk you through, to be the vault when you disclose your financial information, and to help you achieve the right structure so you can own the home that you want in the format and way you want. And we could sit here and talk about adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs, HELOCs. Exactly.
I'm sorry, Jim. What was that you were talking about?
Exactly. All the crazy terminology that somebody who needs to know needs to know. But all anybody really needs to know that's listening is if you call me, Jim Freed, 305-773-6300, I'm going to help you. And one of the ways I'm going to repeat, Bruce, is now we're going to put this on the top of the flyer. And it's going to have me, this man wants to help you.
That's right. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, I'm writing that down. I'm writing that down. That's just, you know, and that's what happens when we get together. It's just a bunch of brainstorming and the ideas just flow. And you're kind enough to maybe cluck a little bit if I have something that's a little off base. But, you know, it's just really great to have somebody to go back and forth as you evolve through all of this and look for your new ways to do things. And I'm just going to write it down there. This person wants to help you. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Everybody wants to hear that.
Yeah, they do. Wanda, how much time do we have in this segment? I want to make sure we stay on point. You know, we're broadcasting live from the new what do they call this place? ZAB, WZAB. For me, it's WFRIED. But WZAB's got new studio out here. We're working hard to make it go. And, you know, Bruce, you were telling me, this is just like when you're switching careers. They have the same type of issues here where they don't have their system down yet. And if you don't have your system down, something's inevitably going to go wrong, and you just got to roll with that.
Well, the best way to do it, of course, is to know where you're going and how you're going to get there, right? And then anything that happens that sets you off your pins, either message-wise, brand-wise, or function-wise, it's easy to fix it because you realize, okay, I need to get from point A to point B, and just because this system's not working or that system's not working, I still know where I'm going. The problem is when you don't know. The problem is when you haven't sat and thought about it, you haven't figured out your messaging, your positioning strategies, you haven't figured out how you're going to get from point A to point B, then every distraction gets in the way. Every distraction slows you down, disappoints you, frustrates you. But if you know what you need to get done, if you know what you need to do, if you know how you're going to get there, then they just become little obstacles and you drive around them.
We talked about this yesterday where it's just keeping your eye on the horizon and keep on moving. I guess that's a way you avoid seasickness and also career sickness.
Well, you know, they tell you that if you're a dirt biker or you do off-road bicycling or whatever, they tell you if you see something in your way, you look at it and then look away. Because what you look at, you hit. You aim for it and you hit it. Consciously, subconsciously, I don't know. But you hit it. But if you look away, you look forward, you look to where you want to be, you'll ride right around it. That rock in the road, you'll ride up to it, you'll go around it. But stare at the rock, and I promise you, you'll hit it.
No, the goal is to always vision the future.
Just love that.
I do, Wanda. Thank you for finally joining us. You know, you are the third mic in the room.
Well, I'm working on other things at the moment.
I know you are. I know you got to tee up our fancy, fabulous music to keep our feet bopping and our fans hopping the whole time. Bruce, so getting the message out, being clear, having a purpose. You know, having a purpose is the most important part, knowing what it is. And I think that it's very important. I'm blessed. I have a person that I can be the protege with, and Bob, he's going to help me with all of these great mortgage ideas. I'm going to be able to bring him to help people. We're already meeting people, and I'm also been having, now that I switched my perspective on LinkedIn, I'm getting all kinds of positive energy. This morning, I must have had 150, 200 way to go. So it's just the click that people do, but I looked at everyone, and when it wasn't the standard click, it was customized, I customized a response back.
Beautiful.
No, I love those people. The people that took the extra time to do something customized, which, by the way, if I respond to somebody, that's the way I do it. To give them a high five, I go high five instead of the customized thing or whatever, well done. I know that it makes them feel that somebody took the extra effort, because that's the way I felt when they did it for me. I want to do it for them. Do it for them. Wanda, is it time to go? All right, well, we'll be back. Bruce is going to be right back with us in a couple seconds. We're going to give you more information that you can put to use today to make your life better. So enjoy the music. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more great information you can use to make your life better today. Oh, yeah, I feel good because I drive a Warren Henry vehicle. You should drive one too. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and by now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. That's right, Bruce. At Warren Henry, it's all about you. Why don't you become a member of the Warren Henry family? Just like I am. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, it's yours.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And, you know, I just thought I want to have you back in a couple of weeks because I want to talk to you about the branding I'm doing with Vivian, because we're searching for Vivian's kidney, and I've used one picture to brand to as like the brand, and then I use some other pictures later on. I want to talk to you about that later. I don't want to confuse the subject today. Today we're talking about managing your brand as you go through a career transition. I'm transitioning my career. I'm opening up a whole new vista of ability to help people. I've got a whole new, as Dwayne Wade would say, bag of tricks. And it's residential mortgages. I've teamed up with Bob Gutlon. You've heard me advertising Bob. Bob's been a sponsor for a long time on the show. Bob and Milvie have been in the business for 25 years. I'm going to introduce them to people I know that need help. And I'm going to help those people achieve their dreams of owning their home without a lot of stress, God willing.
Now, you see what's happened when we first started talking about this. You started explaining to me all the technical things you were doing, which was about as interesting to me as watching grass grow. Other than I care about you, I didn't understand or care. And we kept trying to craft what was your message. What was your message? And you kept explaining to me about amortization schedules and tax implication schedules and all those things, which was like watching a bumper rust. And then at some point, we talked about the idea of why you were doing it. And you explained you were doing it because you can help people, because you know how this industry works and other people don't, because you're involved in the technical side of it, and how you can take that knowledge and put it to others' benefit, which ultimately benefits you, and how that works. And it took a while to make that transition for you from, look how much I know, I'm the smartest guy in the room, and let me prove it to you, to here's what matters to you. But now that you've done that, you now communicate all these different things you're doing under the umbrella, under the brand positioning of, I'm helping other people achieve their dreams. And as soon as you do that, people listening say, oh, I get that. That resonates with me. That makes sense to me. I'd like to know more about that.
You know, a lot of the feedback I've gotten from the market about myself that's been problematic is that I, like, sometimes hold myself out as the smartest person in the room. And boy, wouldn't that stand anybody off?
Well, it's just a matter of not necessary if I already know you, like you, trust you, and believe you know what you're talking about. Yeah, I need to hear those reasons. I need to see your certifications. I need to know your experience. But those are what are called RTBs, reasons to believe. And I only care about that after I've already determined that I'm interested in finding out what is it you can do for me. Now you need to prove it. But most companies don't do that. They lead with their RTBs. They talk about how many locations we have, how many trucks we have, how many computers we have, how many years of experience, se habla español, whatever it is that becomes the RTBs. Here's the ugly secret. I don't care about your credentials and your RTBs until I care about using you to do something I want to accomplish.
Well, you know, and somebody asked me this the other day. They go, Jim, do people trust you? I have to say, yes, I believe they do. I really don't have any kind of bad reputation. I've not done anything wrong to anybody. And so if you're competent, you hold yourself out, you have other people that trust you that the person knows, I think you're going to get a chance to have an opportunity to help that person. And that's really all I want to do. I really have worked in commercial. Commercial is a very difficult thing. It's a tough part. There's a big commission, so there's a lot of people that go after you in commercial, and not necessarily a positive way. Residential, I just want to do the deal and help the person have a home they can live in comfortably for as long as they want. Have a place, a yard if they want. Have no yard if they want. There's a different structure if you want a high leverage or low leverage, but none of that really matters. What matters is I want to help the person. And you know, we talked about getting my message out clearly. We work with Sandy Abbott. You hear Sandy, Constant Contact on here, Espresso Marketing. And we had an email blast. I was under time pressure because the summer's coming and I wanted to get it out before the summer. I actually wanted to get it out before today's show, so I didn't want to confuse messages. Still haven't sent it out because we needed to work together to make sure that it was clear that what I want to do is help other people.
What I want to do is help you. You just wrote it right there. You know, there's something to be said for hidden in plain sight. The ideas are there. We just have to pay attention to them. You just said it. What I want to do is help you. Say it with me.
All
what
I want to do is help you.
One more time.
What I want to do is help you. Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. 305-773-6300. Give me a call. If I can help you with your residential mortgage, commercial mortgage, if I can help you, just give me a call. I have, here's a term we haven't used, Bruce. I want to apply the intellectual capital that I have for the benefit of other people.
Beautiful. Can you come up with a way to say it that doesn't use words that I failed on my SAT?
Yeah, okay. I want to use the things that I know to help other people.
I want to use what I know to help you do what you don't know.
Okay.
See, it's all you want to do is help you.
That's all I want to do.
Don't give up the rhyme. All I want to do is help you.
Oh, gosh. Maybe that is my rhyme. All I want to do is help you. I'm writing it down. Want
to do
is help you.
Is help
you.
Maybe we can get the show rights to the Sheryl Crow song. All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Oh,
we can rewrite it.
You
it
know
can
what?
Become your theme song.
You know those people. How do we do?
We call them up. I know her bass player. I'll call him.
Please do that. Maybe you and your band can do it as a cover.
Speaking of the band, we're playing Saturday night at Books and Books in Coral Gables. 8 p.m. We'll be outside in that courtyard. We'll have the full horn section, otherwise known as the smoking section.
Where is this? And this is going to be in Coral Gables?
Coral Gables at Books and Books. Black Star is playing at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Wanda's there. Wanda's there.
Come out.
Wanda's there. Wanda will do the intro for you.
I'm on a birthday week.
Well, that's
But your birthday?
She turned 16 this week.
Happy birthday.
In our house, it's a birthday month. Can I give you the
okay to
do a birthday month?
Yeah, that's what we do at our house.
Too.
That's a Polish tradition.
Birthday month.
Yep.
Birthday month. You're getting a birthday month, Wanda.
All right.
All righty then. And first of all, you're going to be on stage with the Harmonica Cat himself over here.
That's right. You're welcome to come. We will play. I don't think we know Happy Birthday, but we'll learn it for you.
We can play it legally now, right?
Yes, we can, without having to pay royalties.
That's true. Now, Bruce, I heard, we talked about the harmonica. I heard from Bob Gutler. On that you blow a great chauffeur too.
Yeah, I did that at Temple year after year. It was a lot of fun, actually. Someone asked me if I could. I'm a trumpet player, so for trumpet players it's easy. For everybody else it's really hard. Yep, that's it.
I hope I didn't blow out anybody's ears with that one. So, Bruce, let's get back to it, though. The main thing is to just make sure that the message is consistent. And, it sounds to me like what the message really is it's not about what you're doing or anything else. It's about your elemental, your basic thing that you want to get across to people, the basic thing that makes your brand. And the reason that I've relaunched Sandstone, my personal company, and teamed up with Bob Gutlaw and Spectrum Mortgage to bring additional heft to the team is because I wanted to help people.
Because all I want to do is help you.
Oh, God, I love this guy. So, Wanda, you got to find... We already said it. You're going to get me the music. All I want to do is help you. Oh, this is amazing.
We're going to get you a singer also.
Yeah, it's not me. That's for sure. Now, Bruce, we talk about it. We've only got... How much more time do we have in the segment, Wandita?
I'll call it 5 minutes.
Oh, well, that's great. That means we can flip on over to the 7 things. Can you please enumerate the 7 things, please?
Of course. These are the 7 points to building brand value. If you're going to build a brand, these are the things you need to know about. And by the way, they're all only 3 words. So even if you're driving, you could probably remember these.
This here's on your business card, too.
It's on my business card. It's on my website. It's on the last book I wrote. Yeah, you can find these all over, bruceturkel.com or turkelbrands.com, either one. Number one is all about them. That's what we've been talking about all morning.
The whole time.
Not talking about yourself, not talking about what you do, talking about how what you do impacts and resonates with others, because all you want to do is help you. Exactly. Point one is all about them. Point two is hearts, then minds. You want to make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. In your case, a house is intellectual. I'm going to buy a house. It's 1,800 square feet, blah, blah, blah. But a home is emotional. A home is where I raise my family. A home is where I live my dreams. A home is where I invest in my family's future. Hearts, then minds. Make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. Most businesses make intellectual connections. They talk about numbers and percentages and all those sort of things, which are important. They're RTBs. We talked about that already. Point two is hearts, then minds. Point three, make it simple. All I want to do is help you, and then shut up, because you have to let the line sink in. People have to understand what it's all about. Most salespeople talk themselves out of business because they talk so much that the consumer never gets the chance to understand what's in it for them. So point three is make it simple. Point four is make it quick. Point five is make it yours. What are you going to own? Lots of people offer mortgages. Lots of people offer residential mortgages and commercial mortgages. Lots of people offer the actual functional service that Jim Fried is going to offer through Sandstone. However, you are going to own being the caring, helpful firm, because
all I want to do is help you.
You got it. Point six is all five senses. Adam was reading
Adam
my card to make
it.
He was making sure I got it right. He wanted to try to catch me up, but I've said this a few times. I got it down.
Yeah, we got the peanut gallery. Just to get a heads up, we got all the guests in here. We're all having a great time here. You should join us too at the studio someday.
Point six is all five senses. It's not simply what you see and hear, it's what you feel, what you smell, and what you taste. Now, you might ask, well, how do you make mortgages taste good? But that's part of the challenge of figuring out how to do this. You need to look for ways.
I know how to do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, when you hear, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say the idea. So when you present the information, you can have some, perhaps a little flower that you have it with, or a little perfume that's your scent and or something. And then they're activated that when they smell that, they think of you.
Beautiful. So there you go. You want to make sure that you engage people's senses. And then point seven, we've said it earlier, is repeat. Repeat, repeat.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, repeat, repeat, repeat. And so I will. Point one is all about them. Point two is... No, I'm not going to
do that. No, make sure you go faster, number four.
But the idea is once you figure it out, you say it over and over and over and over and over again because nobody else is really focusing on your brand. Only you are. And you think, oh, I'm tired of saying it. They're tired of hearing it. Not true. BMW has been the ultimate driving machine since 1972. The cars have changed. The company has changed. But they present themselves in a consistent and powerful and compelling manner.
And even though all I want to do is help you, the other thing to remind my, to mention about your concept of repeating, repeating, repeating is I put your content, all of our content out all the time, probably tweet something 10 or 15 times a day. And every single time I do, I pick up a new follower. There's more likes, there's more clicks because there's somebody new that hasn't heard the content that they need to make their life better.
And you do that beautifully because I know when I open my Twitter account, I see all your tweets. You put my logo in there. You mention something I said. You give them a link. So people who want to be further involved, because it has to resonate with them, you give them that opportunity. And if they do it and they learn something or they do business with you and they find the home that they want, then all of a sudden they feel better about or they feel good about themselves. The key is that a good brand makes you feel good, but a great brand makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, we're working on that. You know, a lot of our content does that. A lot of our content, we're going to have Michael Cooper here coming up in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about positive energy, positive perspective. Hopefully, you'll stick around, and we can make it a real bouncy, you know, final segment. We're going to have Adam on in a couple minutes. Adam's going to talk about the technology environment here. I had a great meeting this morning with some people that really want to rebrand the cultural elements and rebrand Miami. We're going to have a meeting with them, Bruce. I want you to help us rebrand the perspective in Miami to people like Adam's folks in New York that he does business with. And that's what we're going to do. So while I'm changing my tagline that I do residential mortgages in addition to commercial now, it's still all the same. It's still all about you. In this case, it's all about my listeners and our community. I really want our community to be able to benefit from what I'm going to do in the future. Our community, the members, not me. I want the tide to rise and to help them. My boat will lift.
And why?
Because it's all about them.
Because all you want to do
is help you.
You got it.
That's it. All I want to do is help you. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to be right back with great information about our technology environment here. Adam Yarmak is going to talk about raising money for your technology, how to get the right team together for your technology endeavor, raising money, venture capital. That's what we're talking about next. Information you can use right away here today because all I want to do is help you. And that's what we're going to do around the corner. Wanda, it's yours. Oh, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm part of the Warren Henry family, and you should join me because it's all about you at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. We come with extra noise because we're still getting the kinks and bugs out here in the studio, our new fabulous studio. Where did I leave off? I'm going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. But like Bruce says, it's all about you at Warren Henry. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Bring
an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, you know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do, too. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's what you get. That's right. It's, again, all about you. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge is going to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. Again, that number is 305-243-2738.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back in the new Freed on Business studios here in Blue Lagoon. All right, we are back, and we're going to talk about the University of Miami UHealth. That's University of Miami's health system. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. By now, you know UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, Plantation, and Naples. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do, because at UHealth, it's all about you. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community every single day. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You know, UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report. Now, for a 12th year in a row, it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks today. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. When he says, I feel nice like sugar and spice, Wanda takes down the music, and we go into our next segment, and this is going to be an awesome segment. We've got Adam Yormack. He's the founder of the boutique technology law firm Yormack & Associates. He focuses on M&A, securities law, real estate. He lives here in Miami, but he brings lots of money from New York, Tel Aviv, and his hometown of Denver. We'll have you on sometime when we talk about the business opportunities specific only to Denver, and you know what I mean. Adam, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Now, I'm going to give Adam some technical advice. You're going to talk like this, Adam, right into the right there. Into there you
right
go.
Right into the mic.
There you go. Okay.
First
now,
time.
There you go. Now, Adam, tell me a little bit about what's going on. We build this as an overview of the technology ecosystem. How's it here in South Florida for the raising of money and capitalizing technology?
So we've got this incredible opportunity right now where Miami is turning into a hub for technology from all over Latin America and a lot of the South. And so, as as it's expanding through other, you know, all over the world. And Tel Aviv specifically has gotten in with the Idea Center, thanks to the Knight Foundation. And so we just had Startup Nation, which was on Monday and Tuesday of this week.
Sure, that was awesome, right?
It was awesome. 25 incredible entrepreneurs with technology ranging from everything from the software development to, you know, cancer fighting technology. So getting those kind of people here in town has just been incredible, and it's bringing money, attracting the type of capital that's up in Boca that we have all through, you know, Palm Beach all the way down to Coconut Grove. And that's what we need.
You know, I was talking to a gentleman down here that's a part of the cultural community. That's right. I talk culture too, not just business. And we were talking about the impact that culture has on business, how what we really need to do to continue to grow our economy is to somehow create a place where people come together with more collisions, more ideas, and more cash. And it sounds to me like you're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that. There's a great network of people down here trying to bring the technology down here, trying to create an ecosystem that, you know, where people want to move to, especially the technological savvy, the software builders and things like that who want to be in Miami. This is a great place to live. It's a beautiful place to be. Wonderful opportunities, but there needs to be more of a reason for them to move here. And groups are putting that together all over the place, and the ecosystem is coming together.
So it sounds like when people are in technology, you're working hard to make Miami all about them.
All about them. What it's all about is the inventors, the people with the great ideas, trying to figure out a way. And Bruce really nailed it when he's talking about it's all about them, because at the end of the day, we have great ideas here, and we don't want them to leave and go to New York. We don't want them to go to Boston. We want them to stay here. We want them to find the talent that they need down here, both from a legal perspective, a technical perspective, and everything else. And so we need to provide those pillars so people come down here and start building their companies here in South Florida.
Well, a lot of people have the misinformation that there's no talent here, that there's no staffing here, that they can't fill the positions that they need here with quality individuals. How are you finding that particular objection, Adam?
It's tough. It really is. It's sort of a chicken before the egg scenario where you have you really have great ideas, but the software developers and the schools that are building those great software folks are just now getting off the ground down here. So they're starting to graduate them. They're starting to get into the market, and they're really, you know, becoming more sophisticated and experienced. But at this point, it's tough to get them down here.
And it seems to me like a lot of it's just concentrated in Wynwood. I know a lot of your investors, have a lot of bets that they've placed in Wynwood, that they really believe in Wynwood. Wynwood's now, I think, returning the investment to them, I think, in a quite positive way.
Big way, yeah.
And people didn't understand why. Well, the zoning's increasing, but also it's because it's a concentration of a certain type of creative individual where sparks are beginning to occur in the industries related around technology and entertainment.
Yes, and Wynwood is becoming a hub for creative people of all types. It started with the artist, and as the groups from New York started building out the potential for, you know, the hubs to be there, and the incubators and accelerators, and as attorneys move in and people start to come down and see it as a viable option that's the anti-South Beach, it really is an attractive place for people to come visit and be.
What's the most amazing thing about Wynwood so far is the line outside of Zach's.
Right. The hollow line.
The
right
hollow
on Friday?
Line.
Sure.
Exactly. My wife, she said, my wife has a system for everything, and we won't go into that right now, but we do get challah every Shabbos. And it's interesting because that's a complete demographic that didn't have any service in that neighborhood now. And it's one of the precursors to a vibrant technology and investing community. Are you finding that to be accretive to what you're doing?
It is, in an odd way. Zach was one of the anchors that was brought down. I believe Zach was in France for a while and brought down, you know, a kosher bakery. It's and fantastic. If anybody's not been there, the
doesn't matter that it's kosher.
Just the best.
It's just fabulous food.
It's so good.
It's bread that's food. When you see on TV or hear that people need bread to live, and you go, how the heck can people live on bread? You could live on Zach's bread, that's a story for another day.
You could, and those kind of anchors in the neighborhood are not only what attracts people, but attracts young people, millennials, the ones who are really growing up on technology and can do everything from, you know, building out apps to what we're seeing a lot of, especially like on my trip next week to Tel Aviv, which is cybersecurity. And that's something that Miami is very vested in, especially with the airport and other hubs as we open up the port as well.
Do you know Jim Engleton?
I don't.
Okay, you're getting together with Jim Engleton. He's my cybersecurity guru. When we put his content on, it gets repurposed all the time. He's one of our highest repurposement people, and that's what we do here.
Great.
Because Freedom Business is what? all about you.
All about you.
You know, all about you, Adam. I'm going to make it all about you on this case.
Thanks, Jim.
So tell me a little bit more about what you're doing and how you and I could work together to make it a better place for other people.
So a lot of what I do is look for clients that need a corporate lawyer, but look for clients who are also looking for that corporate lawyer who has connectivity in different cities outside of Miami. We want the groups here with the great ideas and beyond to come here and say, we need someone who's got the connectivity in Tel Aviv, New York, Denver, which is where I'm from, and we can bring ideas, we can bring people here, and it really makes, in my opinion, that's how you build a team. You need to build a team sometimes from outside of the city that you're in, and if you can do that on an international level, you're able to find top talent, you know, worldwide.
How do people get a hold of you if they want to be part of your team, Adam?
Sure. You can look me up online, YourMacPA. And yourmacpa.com, or you can find me, just Google me, just Adam Yormack, YORMACK.
Yeah, one of the things we didn't talk about, we'll have you back and talk about it again, is your involvement in the community and charitable works. I want to thank you so much, because you didn't just come here to live here, you came here to build a life. And when you do that, it's about the other people in the community. And I want to thank you for that, Adam.
We look forward to
having you as part of the team here on the show, talking about technology and incubation and all this great stuff. We'll get you on with the Knight Foundation sometime soon.
Yeah, that'd be great. No, Matt Hagman's a good friend, so that'd be fantastic.
Well, we'll get Matt on. We can't wait to have you. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you,
Everybody
Jim.
Should stick with us, because, again, the show's all about you, our listeners, and we're going to have Michael Cooper on. And I'm telling you this, when you're done listening to Michael Cooper, you're going to be ready to run out your car or wherever you're at and go right through a brick wall, because if there's one thing Michael Cooper knows how to do, it's fire up a room. We'll be right back. We'll get you fired up right back after this. Wanda's firing up the music. Wanda, it's yours, girl. It's time for some Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, because at Warren Henry, it's all about you. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me. You should join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. You just heard why. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Like money? Then don't move that dial.
More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, hey, we got our bulldog on. We got Michael Cooper. He's going to talk to us real quick about what he does and how we can stay positive. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good
now,
to be here.
Now, Michael, tell us real quick. You've got a core. Tell us about your book and what the premise is.
Well, the Missing Playbook, it's what's missing in individuals' lives. So, you know, we have lots of information that people get out there. One of the things, I was actually just speaking to some leaders from some major brands this week. It's good that, you know, Bruce here is as well. You know, there's a lot of information that we get, but one of the prerequisites, one of the preconditions to understanding all this information that comes to us is we need to understand the mind and how the mind works. So when I put the Missing Playbook together, there are modules that help you start to learn how to use your mind to think into results that ultimately can produce the remarkable results that you're looking for in your life.
So you have to project positive energy so that the people get it, so that they feel comfortable with what you're doing.
100%. So it's a heartbeat, it's a soul, it's a culture. So when you're working within an organization, you know, you have to have this alliance, you know, it's called the Mastermind Alliance, when you have two or more minds working in a spirit of harmony with one another.
Wow.
And to do that, we need some qualifications. You know, so there's lots of people where you have groups and teams of people that are working with one another. And when I'm talking with them, I say, you know, there's six qualifications you're looking for. One, they need to be dependable. Two, they need to be loyal. Okay, so if they're not dependable and loyal, I don't even need to look at the third thing, which is to find out if they have the ability to do, you know, what we want them to do, what they're capable of doing. But if they are dependable, loyal, they have the ability, now I'm looking for if they have a positive mental attitude, do they go the extra mile, and are they operating under applied faith?
Well, you know, I got Bruce's mic fired up there. Bruce, he just described you, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, what's next, Michael? Bruce, you know, Bruce and I have this great rapport. We got great energy together. How do we accomplish stuff?
Well, one of the things that you guys were talking about earlier, it's definitely a matter of establishing what your purpose is, what your purpose is, your why. So when you were talking about earlier, it's not about the how or the what that people are interested in hearing about. It's your why. You know, why are you doing what you do?
Because it's all about you.
It's all about you.
There you go. There you go.
You.
Oh, there, Wanda got it in there. That's right. It's all about you. And if we're here in Miami, it's all about the you too.
If you're working for you, then we're all. It's all about yous.
Yes, use guys. Now we're talking to Jersey Angle.
How you's doing?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right.
That's the only question you answer with a question. How you's doing? How you's doing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Michael, what is something that somebody can use right today to get a better result than they might have gotten yesterday?
Well, the biggest thing that I will talk about all the time is write down what do I want on a piece of paper or on a document, and sit in a quiet spot and just write. Just
let it
allow
go.
The intuition to pick up on these ideas that are within you. See, everybody has an inner Oogle. So like you have Google, you go out and you start searching for information. You type in and then, you know, all this stuff comes up. But inside you have your own Oogle. So I'm Michael, so mine is Moogle. You know, yours is Joogle for, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
This is Boogle. You know, we have this inner Oogle. So all of the answers that you're searching for to get the results that you want in your life is inside of you. But everybody's looking outside at outside circumstances.
No, I totally agree with you. We have this great bathtub at our house. I just fill the hot tub. I close the door. I make it dark. And I just try to just relax and go whatever it was. Altered States, I guess, is what
meditation
that movie was.
Land.
Yeah, meditation land and do my thing. Exactly. Michael, where do people get your book? How do they find you, man?
Well, go to humanperformancementors.com. The website has, you know, lots of good information, and they can find a lot of ways there too. There's a resource center where you can get, you know, access to my recommended reading list. There's lots of ways that, you know, I love going out and sharing with people.
Tell us again, Michael.
humanperformancementors.com.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Michael, we got to get you back again. You're an awesome cleanup hitter. You bring everything together every time we have you on the show. You bring
and
all
so
the guests together.
So calmly and so peacefully.
He's
I
very laid
that.
Back. And we're sitting right here next to, what is it, the Palmetto there or whatever. It's some crazy thing over there, that crazy Dolphin Expressway.
The airport.
There you go, well, right,
they're
exactly.
They're feeling the energy within here. So now as they're driving by and it's nice and slow, they're having peace of mind while they're driving by on the
I love this guy. How do we bottle you? We want to make this all about you, Michael. How do we bottle you?
Well, we need to get my app up and going, so that way
that
people
works.
Can just listen and, you know.
But in the meantime, what's your website again?
HumanPerformanceMentors.com.
Mentors, plural. Mentors.
Mentors.
Bruce, you're like on the radio like a professional there.
Repeat, my friend. Repeat. It doesn't help if people hear it but don't remember it.
Exactly.
I want to go to it. I'm doing this for myself.
HumanPerformanceMentors.com. All right. Well, we had a great show. What do I got, about a minute left, Wanda? That's it. Well, listen, thanks to the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, U Health, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, my guests, Bruce, Michael, and Adam, Magnum Energy Solutions, Early Shares, Kinds, the NFL's alumni, Berkshire Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, the CCAM, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine.
Breathe. And continue.
Thank you. Espresso Marketing. social media 305, and of course Lauren's kids. But of course, this is all about you. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Without you, our listeners, I don't have a show. Tweet me at Freed on Business, at Jim Freed, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps getting more hits. www.jimfreed. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Of course, 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing it, and it's all because of you. Remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Hey, that's me and my life transition. All right. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come back on an awful street. When the curtain was down, the only part wasn't bloody were the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more.